Mental Health Monday Marathon with Mick Coyle on Radio City Talk.
Into hour number eight, it's Radio City Talk's Mental Health Monday Marathon. My name's Mick Coyle. Jake Mills is here. People are bringing us food now, Jake. That's always a good sign we're doing something right.
It's getting very creative.
The guys from Puffle Waffle have just arrived with a unicorn waffle. Before that, Revolution de Cuba provided a whole host of snacks.
Delicious.
At least we're being fed and watered, and also a sign that there's still the world is going on out there.
We've been
in the studio since 9 o'clock this morning, but actually people are still going about their businesses and that people's lives are continuing. That's always good to know. We're embarking on this because we want to talk about mental health and make sure that people are aware that, well, if we can talk about it for 24 hours, then maybe you can spare 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes with a friend, a family member, and talk about your mental health. Today's Blue Monday, said to be the most depressing day of the year. Joining us now, our next guest actually is a presenter and psychologist, actually with BBC's Radio 4. Claudia Hammond joins us on the programme. Claudia, thank you for your time.
Hello, and congratulations on what you're doing today. It's a brilliant idea.
Thank you very much. Now, you're in a lucky position, as I am, to be able to talk about mental health in a public way and to talk about it through the media as well. Just tell us about the sort of reaction that you get through All in the Mind and the sort of responses you get from members of the public.
Yes, I mean, we get, lots of people getting in touch with us all the time, and I often, interview members of the public on the programme as well or on Radio 4, and it's really interesting and noticeable how much more prepared people are becoming to talk about their own mental health than they were previously. And so, the program has been going a long time. It will be its 30th birthday later this year. So it's the world's longest running program on mental health. And it wasn't me at the very start, but I have been a reporter on it for a long time before I've then presented it for the last 10 years. And what's been really noticeable during that time is that people used to ask us much more often, which was fine with us, if they could change their names, if they could come on anonymously. And now people still occasionally do that because there might be legal reasons or something like that. But it's much, much more unusual. And I think it's becoming really noticeable how much more prepared people are to talk about it and to talk openly and to say, this is me and why shouldn't I use my name and talk about it if I want to?
And the fact that the show's been running for such a long amount of time goes to show that those stories are out there, and those stories are also interesting, engaging, and actually give the listeners of any radio show, a real insight into people's lives.
That's right, and people will listen as they listen to yours, and people will sometimes, recognise something in themselves, in someone else's story, and it's so much more powerful when people have the chance to tell their own stories about what's happened to them, and people will relate to that and then sort of think, oh, actually, maybe, and I'm sure you'll have this today with the amount of time you're speaking for, of people thinking, oh, actually, that's a bit like what I've been experiencing. Maybe there is some help I can get for that. Maybe there is something going on there.
Just on the fact that today is, they call it Blue Monday, don't they? I know you've been writing about this and you've written about this many times in the past. We've used it as a hook, if you like, as a reason to do this today. We normally talk mental health on a Monday either way. But just that idea that today is the most depressing day of the year. They always throw in a combination of factors about length of time to payday, the fact that Christmas has been and gone and dusted. Stats-wise, though, how does it stack up, Claudia?
Yeah, I mean, stats-wise, it doesn't stack up. I think it's fine to use it for something good when you're then talking about it for 24 hours, and that's fine. But, I do tweet obsessively every year about how it's a bit of a myth, because it was just started as a once upon a time as a PR campaign where they got somebody to kind of come up with a formula for it's this many days after Christmas, and so it must be the worst. But actually, when you look at mental health and at serious problems, lots of people will feel a bit, fed up after Christmas, and it's been, I don't know what it's like up there, but it's down here in London, it's been raining all morning and it's been really miserable. But when you look at something like depression or something like suicide rates, they are in fact higher in the spring. And there seems to be the sort of idea that spring comes along and most people start feeling a little bit better about things and feel there's some hope and see, flowers coming out and everything seems a little bit better, but that doesn't happen for everybody. And that if that doesn't happen, then it can make you feel even more isolated, that everyone else seems to be sort of excited about something and that for you, you've still got that pain going on inside you and things are still seeming really, really grim. So in fact, today isn't in terms of, it's a day when people are fed up after Christmas, but in terms of depression and mental health problems, it's not the worst thing.
And is part of this the fact that Monday, or it was like Monday got a stigma around it? that people now have, you go, oh, Monday? Or is that like a genuine psychological reaction people have to a day of the week that's after the weekend?
Well, in fact, people often, I mean, if you talk to people who take calls, say, for the marathons, they will often say that it can be the end of the week that people really dread, and that some people are really dreading the isolation of the weekend, and that other people, again, are sort of excited about the weekend and optimistic that something a bit better happens than going to work, but that actually that may be the time when they feel worse and feel most isolated of all, and that at least being back, you know, there are good things about being at work and being with your colleagues, and that may be better again on the Monday. Of course, what lots of us do all experience is that Monday morning feeling of, oh, I really, you know, don't want to get out of bed and I don't want to go, and the weekend seems to have gone too fast. But that's if you're enjoying your weekend, so not if you're not.
Claudia, thank you for your time. If people want to find out more information, the show works as a podcast as well, All in the Mind?
Yes, it is a podcast as well. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. Thank you for coming on the programme
today.
Well,
good luck really with the rest of your 24 hours.
Hey, thank you very much. Really appreciate your kind words as okay. Well. That's Claudia Hammond from All in the Mind. They are a BBC Radio 4 podcaster as well, so it just goes to show that they're out there.
Yeah, they're proper.
they've been doing it for 30 years. We've been doing it for since 9 o'clock this morning. No, but of course, don't forget, we should always point out on this one that this isn't like a one-off or a gimmick from Radio City Talk. Mental Health Monday is a regular podcast. It goes out every Monday, and you can check it out via, well, any podcast provider, or type Mental Health Monday podcast into your, let me get this right, Google search, and you'll get all the previous editions. We've got an entire year's worth of Mental Health Monday podcast.
Mental Health Monday Marathon, tackling the stigma.